Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. It's halftime. 2 hours down, two more to go. I guess you could call this the third quarter. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Everybody on the free Odyssey app. Your local affiliate. Sirius XM channel 158. And every human being locked in on a smart speaker right now. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And if you missed a minute of the show up until now, you can always hit rewind. You could start from the beginning. You can get every minute on the free Odyssey app. It's that simple. We opened up the show talking about all of the injuries in the NBA. Kevin Durant sprained his ankle going up in warm-ups yesterday, last night, and he will be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. By then, the season, the regular season, will be just about over. And so there's no guarantee that we see Kevin Durant here to end the year. The next time we see him might be in the postseason. Luka Doncic injured his thigh. He's a little bit better than that. He's day-to-day. And so him and Kyrie Irving can play back-and-forth 2-on-5 basketball probably sooner than later. Zion and his hamstring, he'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. So there's just a lot of injuries in the NBA. Lonzo Ball might need another surgery on his knee. This would be his third. And it goes on and on. We discussed Kyler Murray. If you didn't have enough confirmation last year that Kyler Murray needs to grow up, if putting into his contract a clause that he needs to study, if that wasn't enough, his own teammate from the past few seasons, Kelvin Beachum, on the offensive line, someone who he's supposed to protect or be protected from, Kelvin Beachum was on the radio in Arizona, 98.7, and he basically said that Kyler Murray needs to grow up. Take a listen to this.
There's a lot of criticism of Kyler. Mm-hmm. What does he have to do, in your opinion, to be great?
Grow up.
Give me an example.
Be a man and grow up. Like, it's not complicated. You got to be a leader of men, period.
And he's not right now.
He's maturing.
But he's not there yet.
He's not there. It's not a completed process.
It's not a completed process.
Be a leader of men. He's got all the tools, you think?
He has all the tools, man. If some guy can throw off one leg, he can, you know, throw it a mile. He can run faster than anybody else on the field.
He just lacks the leadership.
He's put together. I didn't say he lacks the leadership. I just think he needs to grow up a little bit. Yeah. And I think if he has the ability and the willingness to grow up, he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, he didn't define grow up. I don't know if that means, slow down on Call of Duty. Get off the internet. I don't know what grow up means. Kelvin Beachum, he could have expanded on that just a little bit. We learned that the New York Jets are feeling optimistic about Aaron Rodgers ending up with them. Optimistic? We'll see about that. Be a match made in hell if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets. Misery loves and deserves company. That'll be fun. And then speaking of misery and company, for whatever reason, after the Dallas Mavericks lost last night to the New Orleans Pelicans, Kyrie Irving went online he went on a Twitch stream, and he went on, well, not went on, he just, well, he did. He went on and on about a variety of topics, one of them which had to deal with gambling and the purity of the game. This is what Kyrie Irving had to say.
Gambling and sports betting has completely taken the purity away from and the fun away from the game at times. I'm going to just be honest with y'all. So, like, work is work, but the support around it can be very distracting. You know what I mean? There's a difference between being a diehard fan and supporting your team and loving your team versus somebody that's betting on a parlay or somebody that wants to hit. And don't get me wrong, I don't want anybody wasting their money on me. But God dang, like, this whole community of gamblers that's come into the game of basketball, y'all tell me what y'all think. Want to gamble? Why don't you gamble on something that makes sense to you? And if you gamble on me, I'm not going to tell you whether it's a good gamble or a bad gamble. I'm just saying, you gambling, you going to win or lose. But that doesn't mean sliding into people's DMs or wishing bad on them.
Yeah, we had a lot of callers and on gambling and the effect that it's currently having on sports. Is it ruining sports? Is it too is it prevailing? Is it prevalent? Is it too much? Is it just overpowering? And I think we all need to get used to it because it's not going anywhere. It can make money for everybody. And speaking of making money, well, Fred VanVleet, he lost some. He went nuclear on the officials last night after the Raptors lost to the Clippers 108-100. The Clippers had 31 free throws. The Raptors only had 14. And this is part, believe me, this is part of Fred VanVleet's rant. It cost him $30,000. This was right after the game. Listen.
I mean, I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought Ben Taylor was f***ing terrible tonight. On most nights, you know, out of the three, there's one or two that just the game up. You know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. And then you got the other ones who just want to be and just kind of the game up. Nobody's coming to see that. They come to see the players.
Damn, is anybody happy anywhere? Hey, Shep, is anybody happy? Everybody's pretty miserable, it sounds like to me.
The answer, unfortunately, would be no. And you know who else got hurt tonight, right?
Well, I'm watching a game in a studio. Yeah. Jalen Brunson comes back and he yep. goes to the locker room with a busted foot. We'll get there.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So to answer your question, nobody is happy.
Nobody's happy.
Except for Pau Gasol.
Well, that's a couple days ago.
Right, but I mean that's a stretch. I get it, but that's the only thing I can think of in terms of
Patrick
someone who's happy
Ewing,
these days. He ain't happy.
Patrick Ewing got fired right. Thursday.
Yeah,
Jim Boeheim yeah. was miserable before. Trying to think of who's happy.
Pharrell?
Because he made a song about being happy?
Yes.
I think he's the creative director, I think, for Louis Vuitton now, I think.
Oh, he's
maybe
definitely
one of those.
Okay. Oh, you know who's happy? Yeah. I don't know why I blanked on this. You just interviewed him.
Bernie Williams.
Him too. a man who seems to be taking over the world one bully at a time. Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he's happy.
Well, he's sports adjacent.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the only one. I mean, I'm trying to think. Like,
nobody else is happy.
The guy that you would assume would be happy has to deal with the mess of a family, and I'm not talking about Aaron and Jordan.
Tiger Woods.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about a guy that should be on cloud nine right now.
Aaron Judge is happy.
Well,
Aaron Judge is happy.
Well, not in the playoffs.
Well,
but
his teammates all hurt and injured.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do his part, in my humble opinion. But JR, a guy who should be on cloud nine right now, who should be the best in the world at his sport and is, but has to worry about that clown of a brother, is Patrick Mahomes.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure.
So, by the
way, Aaron Judge, the Yankees wouldn't even been in the playoffs if it wasn't for him.
That's a fair point. But you and I both know when you host in New York weekly. That's not the way New York sports fans view and judge someone, pun intended, saying, well, they did well in the regular season. We should be grateful that we're in the playoffs
in the first place because nobody's grateful. But when you say he didn't do his part, yeah, he didn't. He didn't have a great postseason.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think it bears fruit to understand that they wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for him.
I understand that, but there's no one on the Yankees who's nicknamed Mr. May.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant.
Right. Well, I'm saying there's a reason why this misdirect.
They would be complete ass.
Yes.
What you're saying is true.
Right.
He didn't have a great postseason. Okay, he didn't hasn't had a great postseason against the Houston Astros. They wouldn't even be there to smell it or sniff it. It weren't for him. I had to defend the man there.
You're right.
But I think he's happy, but his teammates are, the Yankees are dropping like flies. Montas is gone, and Rodon, we learned today, is going to be gone. Hopefully he can come back at the start of the season. Nobody's happy. You say Patrick Mahomes should be happy. His brother, what did they say? They said his brother forcibly kissed and touched a restaurant owner. It's just
and someone double, I mean, I'm not an ageist, but also someone double his age. So it's like, you know, come on, man.
What's wrong? Well, what was she? What does that mean? She's 40?
It seems like he was an opportunist, and she owned the bar, and he was trying to this is just my own speculation without, this is just hearsay. This is my own.
He went to go talk to an older woman?
In other words, this woman has money. She owns a bar. She's a very successful businesswoman. You would have to think a 24-year-old going after a 40-year-old in that aggressive of a manner.
Oh, 40.
It doesn't seem like something you do in a romantic pursuit. It seems like you do it if you're money hungry and an opportunist.
Okay.
And for some reason, and I'm not going to mention the wife, although I kind of did there, it seems like Patrick Mahomes' wife, especially the brother, seemed to be full in control of being vultures when it comes to how they deal with their poor husband and brother.
I wouldn't know enough. I know that they've been on social media and people are sick of them.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
I'm just stuck on the part about how the age of 40.
Yeah, so the woman who he, for lack of a better term, and I'll say alleged just to be safe, groped, is 40 years old.
Yeah, that's young. You better relax.
No, but he's, but JR, but he's
24.
Yeah, you don't.
So?
You don't, but you don't, I don't, I with the exception of one person in my life, I have never met a guy in his early to mid-20s that was going after romantically a 40-year-old woman, yes. It's different if you're 30, 35, but 24, that don't smell right.
Okay.
You know I'm right.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. We can leave that there. I don't.
All right.
I don't know nothing.
Gotcha. All right. Leave me out to dry on that one. Fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway, as we continue, that's basically been the first 2 hours. And so if you've missed it, yeah, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And as we continue on with the show, I'm going to get to the phone lines in a second. We're going to talk about some other quarterbacks that aren't necessarily getting as much publicity. We got a rumor today or a report about Matthew Stafford and his future. And then we got a little bit of an update surrounding Jimmy Garoppolo. And then we got lots of beef. It's spectacular beef. Draymond Green and Dylan Brooks. Put them in a steel cage match. Take the gloves off. No more of these podcasts. No. They're getting nasty. And this is what the NBA actually needs. It's just sad that Draymond is a star and future Hall of Famer by name, and Dylan Brooks is a guy who's more so known for being dirty. You're going to hear from Draymond and Dylan Brooks. And by the way, they played against each other tonight. They got into a little bit of a face-to-face tiff. Nothing crazy happened. And then the Warriors lost. And so we'll hear these two who hate each other. But let's hear from these people. Maybe they're happy. 855-212-4CBS. Hassan is calling from Toronto. Hassan, are you happy, Hassan?
I'm with Fred Van Leer. I'm not happy, obviously not.
Oh, no.
And I'm not happy because I drove 45 minutes after work listening to you, and then another 25 minute drive waiting on my parking lot. I don't want to go inside. I want to listen what you have to say in the radio after I talk, and that's why I'm waiting in my parking lot.
So wait a minute. So now you're mad at me too?
I'm not mad at you. I listen to you every night. I come back. I finish work, like, drive 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock home. I live in Scarborough, which is east of the city, and I work close to the airport. I work in a casino and another gambling, like Kerry Ivan says. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that. But I have to tell you, I live in a hockey city, and we don't get enough. I'm a diehard fan since 95. We never have enough love from our local media. And we never get enough love and respect from your side, south of the border. Never. Very few game we'll see in the TNT and NBA. Even the year we win championship. Very well, little you can count.
Oh, but that was an anomaly of a year. You had
okay. All right. Anyway, let's not go there. But I'm just saying, you got to see how frustrated it could be players, coach. This is not the first time. Not Fred VanVleet. Our general manager, Masai, our Dwayne Casey got fined. Our other players get fined. We always have. Don't get enough respect. And top of that is this last night and the other day game. You said it. 72 free throws and 14. Come on. And I watched the whole game and I got frustrated. I have heart issues. I got my blood flowing. And because referees need to do better. They need to do better. How many times you see that happen?
I don't believe that is an issue exclusive to Toronto. And I understand.
If you live here, you're a fan, you'll see in our eyes that how we've been neglected a lot of time by a lot of issues, by not only refs, media, and the NBA a lot of times. Even our coach got fined because saying, these people don't care about us because we're in Canada. He got fined, Dwayne Casey, $25,000 because of saying that. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, hold on, Hassan.
We're the only team in the whole country.
Hassan, I know you said you got heart issues. I had to mute him. Hey, Hassan, nobody can hear you. Nobody can hear you, Hassan. Nobody. You can hear me, though. You said you got heart issues. Relax. I'm going to say this to all of my friends in Toronto, of which I have many. And Toronto is one of my favorite cities on earth. And for our entire audience listening to me, not just in Toronto, Canada, but all over North America, I think most people know this. Toronto is one of the biggest cities on this side of the planet. Toronto. It's just as big, if not bigger. It is in the category of New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Houston. Toronto is massive. It's massive when it comes down to culture. It's one of the most diverse places on earth. Toronto is absolutely beautiful. I love Toronto. People think about big cities, and you automatically think about the cities that are only here in the United States of America. If Toronto was a part of the USA, it'd probably be, I don't know, number two, number three in population. It is gigantic. Now, having said that, Hassan said part of the issue from our vantage point, from our perspective, and that's true. If you love basketball, which a lot of people do in Toronto, you already feel separated because geographically you are, even though it's by an imaginary quote-unquote border. There are plenty of teams. Did you hear? You hear the Grizzlies complaining about the refs? You hear half the NBA? LeBron James plays for the Lakers. This man was complaining about the refs before he got hurt a few weeks ago. And so why Toronto? We only get a few TNT games. Well, help me out here. Who's the superstar on the Raptors? Who is it? Pascal Siakam? Who wants to see him? Nobody. It's not because you're in Toronto. There was a guy. You might have heard of him. His name was Vince Carter. When Vince Carter was on the Raptors and he was flying all over the place and he was bald and he was Air Canada, nobody cared what city he was in. People wanted to see Vince Carter. So saying that we're the little engine that could, and oh, nobody cares about. Dwayne Casey said that. It's pandering. That's it. Can it be difficult to get players up to Canada? Yes, it can be. I can't dispute that. But when it comes to calling basketball games and the attention and give me something that's exciting. Hey, Hassan, he's still here. Hassan, I'm going to bring you back. Please just don't blow a gasket here. I want your heart to remain healthy. Hassan, you still there?
Not that bad.
Okay, but hold on, Hassan. Okay.
I,
This is my question for you. Hold on. This is my question. You ready?
Yes, I am.
What is so exciting this season about Toronto Raptors basketball that the general public, all basketball fans, must see Toronto? What's the most exciting thing?
Team play, defense. Winning mentality?
No. I didn't ask. Winning mentality. What's the record?
We're 9 on the East play-in.
No.
One.
They have a record of 32-35. And
yeah,
nothing that you just that sounds like a loser mentality to me. But anyway,
no.
Nothing that you just said was exciting.
Yeah, I know, but okay. we were pretty optimistic because a lot of people East will be scared to play us in a play-in.
All right, okay. Yeah, well, I mean, if you got to worry about the play-in, ain't too much exciting there. I can go down the list, and thank you, Hassan, for calling from Toronto. You know, what's exciting about the Raptors? Oh, yeah, winning mentality. Y'all are below 500. You're telling me about the play-in. Why am I excited about that? And then he goes, when we won a championship, nobody cared. Kawhi Leonard didn't even care. He left. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. Nobody is mad or upset. Everybody always has to manufacture a beef. I'm going to have Sacramento Kings fans call me and go, oh, nobody cares about a Sacramento. Everybody's always the underdog. Everybody. People embody their loser-ass teams. Even when their teams are winning, you always got to find a chip on your shoulder. Oh, you don't talk about this. And, oh, nobody shows us love here. And, oh, we don't get – somebody called and said the Milwaukee Bucks aren't getting the respect that they deserve. They won 16 straight. It's like, yeah, they should. So it don't matter if you're winning or you're losing. Nobody's ever happy. I guess we figured that out. Nobody. I'm happy, I think. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to talk about someone who might be happy. I think he won a championship in L.A. And now they're trying to trade him? It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Everybody's happy on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You love your show, love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps me interested.
What it do, JR? Just got off work, listening to your show. Another great topic, as usual, sir. I'd like to chime in on this one.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, Shep is right. Pharrell might be the only person that's happy. Because if I got to look at the past few days, Lamar Jackson is not happy. Kevin Durant is not happy. Luka Doncic not happy. He's hurt too. Like Kyrie Irving is on a Twitch rant last night. He's not happy. Fred VanVleet and Toronto fans, they're not happy. They hate the refs. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what he is. Kelvin Beachum not happy. He says Kyler Murray needs to grow up. Carr is happy. He's on the Saints now, yay. He will not step a foot out on Bourbon Street, though. Daniel Jones, he's happy. See, we found two guys who are happy. Daniel Jones, 4 years, $160 million. Go ahead. And then I'm just thinking of more people that aren't happy. Draymond Green, not happy. Dylan Brooks will never be happy. And how about this? This news actually came down the pipe today. Matthew Stafford can't be happy, or maybe he can. You know, I guess Matthew Stafford, he has to be happy, all things considered. Matthew Stafford was on the Lions. We thought that he would rot there for the rest of his career. Unlike a lot of the other superstars, he was traded. He wasn't forced into a retirement. He was acquired by the Rams. He ends up winning a Super Bowl. And then they come back and have one of the worst years ever for a repeat team or a team trying to repeat. And so what's next for the Rams? They have mortgaged their entire future to win a championship. They win the Super Bowl, and then they come back, and they are complete trash. To go from a Super Bowl and to not even get into the playoffs. Come on now. They had Baker Mayfield starting their games because Matthew Stafford went down. He had to go on injured reserve due to a neck injury. And then we heard about swelling and numbness. And I'm saying to myself, Matthew Stafford, do you want to play football at all? Matthew Stafford, his wife is on social media saying that he's going to come back. And it was just bad last year. Aaron Donald got a new deal. Sean McVay got a new deal. And they hit the toilet. Von Miller, gone. Odell Beckham Jr., by the way, he's going to be holding a workout on Friday for all these NFL teams to see him. Gone. Jalen Ramsey, so many rumors about him moving on. And then today it even broke that they're trying to move on from everybody. Don't matter if it's Leonard Floyd or Ramsey or whatever the case might be. Because we learned earlier today that Matthew Stafford, who was thought to be returning, they want to get rid of him too. Mike Lombardi was on the Pat McAfee show, and he talked about how Matthew Stafford, they want to move him. It's just his contract. Listen.
Oh, Matt Stafford's fully available. For Matt Stafford, they would love to trade. They can't do it because he's got $57 million guaranteed.
Hold on, though.
There's a lot of
Do we know he's playing? Do we know he's playing? We're 100% sure he's playing?
Well, he says he is playing, but, you know, Pat, his contract, he's got 26 million of an option bonus on the third day of the league year, and he's got 31 million in paragraph 5 on the third day of the league year. All of that is guaranteed.
Can we be shocked? Or is anybody shocked? The Rams don't got no future. The Rams traded away all their picks, and they did it to go out there and win a Super Bowl, and that they did. The general manager, Les Snead, he came out and he was running around proud to say T-shirts and everything. We saw it all. F them picks. I guess the New York Jets are trying to do the same thing. And not necessarily picks, but the New York Jets are just trying to hit that one home run to potentially get them a championship. And who cares what happens after the fact? Especially if you ain't won one. Or it's been a long time. To be honest, I don't want to see Matthew Stafford play football. I'm not a doctor or anything. But when I hear about like swelling and numbness and concussions and neck injuries, just as a human being, that makes me go, damn. Sometimes my back hurts and I couldn't imagine having that all the time. And then you're getting hit for a living. No, thank you. It's like Alex Smith. God bless him. Comeback player of the year. What, almost 20 surgeries on his leg. They had to take part of his thigh to recreate his calf. I didn't want to see Alex Smith playing football out there. I'm like, no, man, just please. But to each his own, and he went out there. And his comeback story was amazing. Football is barbaric enough. To see Matthew Stafford back out there, man, it'd be suck. Where the hell would you trade him? Who wants him? It's unlikely that he moves, but stay home. Take the money and then retire. It's advice from Matthew Stafford, from a guy who's never played in the NFL like me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to pick up your calls on the other side. I want to give you an update on Jimmy Garoppolo. I want you to hear how much Dylan Brooks and Draymond Green hate each other. And we're going to keep things rolling.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
When you put me on, a lot of times you blend the commonalities of sports and business and drive together. So first of all, you know, thank you for what you do. You have the ultimate drive. A lot of people know you, and a lot of people don't know you, and they will know you.
Here's JR.
Oh, shout outs to Damon John. Damon John is happy, I guess. I'm happy. Hey, Shep, you happy?
For the most part, yeah.
It doesn't sound happy to me. Anyway, let's talk to somebody. I don't know. They might be happy. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Caleb from South Carolina, and then we will get into maybe Jimmy Garoppolo will be happy. And it's a mix here. Hey, Caleb, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well. Are you happy, Caleb?
Oh, always. Why not?
Okay, good. What's up?
I was going to say, the Nationals, you know, collapsed after their World Series. The Rams are starting to do kind of the same thing. You think they're going to be down and out for a while?
Well, yeah.
I mean.
I think it's apparent. I like how you bring up the Washington Nationals. I mean, what year was that? 19? I'm sorry?
I said they gave everything away to win the World Series, money-wise.
Yeah, they did. 2019, and now they're a crap team in the process of possibly being sold now. And for the Rams, absolutely. Where are they going? Up? They shot their shot to win a championship. They got themselves a Super Bowl. And ain't no up from here. You know what I mean? They're trying to create space so they have a future. The funny part for me is, and thank you, Caleb, for calling from South Carolina. I'm happy that he's always happy. How are they going to improve? The Rams always lacked depth. And then you have pieces who got older and also got hurt. And then what do you have from there? I mean, when you got Cooper Kupp hurt and you got Baker Mayfield out there playing quarterback, who would have thought that in February you win the Super Bowl and then you get to the end of the season and we got to look at Baker Mayfield in December? Like, that sounds like a team going in the wrong direction. 855-212-4CBS, T-Rock. He's here from Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, T-Rock?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
I just want to go back to the whole gambling thing, the NFL or the NBA or the NHL, all the way back to when, like, DraftKings and everything was, like, all over the news, and they had commercials and everything. And then all of a sudden they were censored a little bit, and they had to go, like pre-COVID, a couple of years before that, they had suites at the Super Bowl and everything, and then all of a sudden they were like censored, and then they were approved, and now all of a sudden Goodell and the NFL are kind of all in on the whole gambling thing. So I know what you're talking about. I feel for you. Everybody's got their own opinion.
You feel for me?
Well, I mean, I feel for what you're saying about the whole everybody's getting their hands kind of in the mix a little bit.
Well,
and you got these guys that are like on the sidelines at NBA game. NBA is probably the worst because you've got guys that are paying $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 for a seat, and they're gambling on the game, and they have the right to sit there and start yelling at everybody, which isn't right.
Yeah, well, you can feel for the players. You don't have to feel for me. I'm not getting yelled at. one thing that I'll say is this isn't just a phenomenon that has burst out of thin air. And thank you, T-Rock, for calling from Charlotte. This has been in the works for years. So everyone has known that slowly but surely, and state to state, legalized sports betting and gambling was going to take place. And here it is. And it's still being spread out widespread for people to be involved. I mean, man, here in Georgia, people are just head over heels. They're like, what are we waiting for? Like, we still have folks who take the approach of, oh, my God, it's going to lead to the detriment of society. And then you have other states who look at it and go, look at all the revenue and money that they're generating. Eventually, everybody will kind of say, yeah, please gamble here, please. Everybody wants money. That's it. And so everything, all of this has been in the works forever. It's not changing. If you don't want to deal with it, don't participate, don't play. And that's it. It's really that simple. I mean, if we want to think about it, people have gotten nasty about a million things. People have been getting cursed out courtside for years. They just have a different reason for it. It's terrible. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Washington. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, JR.
How are you?
Great.
Good.
I really enjoy your show.
Thanks.
There's somebody that's really happy.
Okay.
It's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he's been happy for a long time, getting paid decent money for just being good and mediocre. Not bad, right?
So true.
Yeah.
What I want to go through real quick with you.
Yes.
Is that he received $20 million when they tagged him the first time. He received $26 million. The second time they tagged, he received $84 million for 3 years from Minnesota, fully guaranteed. He received an extension of $66 million, fully guaranteed for 2 years.
Okay.
Then for next year, he has a fully guaranteed contract of $35 million. The total of all of that is $231 million over 8 years.
Hey, John, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Are you his accountant, or did you just, like, pull all of this up? Where are you reading this off of?
Off of Wikipedia.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, Wikipedia. Okay, I like Wikipedia. Well, yeah, John, we know he's making all the money. Thank you. We know that.
But it's all been fully guaranteed, and they coming down hard on Deshaun Watson. But I don't know if it's a color thing that this guy has been just sliding undercover.
Who? Kirk Cousins? No, Kirk Cousins has gamed the system. I don't. It's not a. Listen, there is plenty going on in the NFL. Unfortunately, there's plenty going on in the world that is, quote-unquote, a color thing. There's plenty. But Kirk
okay.
Cousins being able to game the system as a mediocre quarterback
yeah.
is not. I think you misspoke. You weren't referring to Deshaun Watson. Were you talking about Lamar Jackson?
No, Deshaun
Jackson?
Watson has a $231 million fully guaranteed contract, right?
Yes, I understand.
No, I didn't misspeak.
I'm sorry. Huh?
Deshaun Watson has a $231 million contract guarantee.
I'm aware. We've been speaking about it for months. He also
right.
happens to be black. He also had about 25 cases of sexual assault against him. And,
true.
I mean, if we want to talk about Kirk Cousins flying under the radar, maybe it's because he didn't participate in potentially criminal activity.
Okay. I have no problem.
Yeah,
but
well, thank you.
Now we can go to
John.
Yes, sir.
I don't have like forever. I'm sorry. If you can legitimately make your point, And I can count to 20 seconds. If you can make your point in 20 seconds, you can say it. I'd love to hear it. Can you do it in 20 seconds?
I doubt it. Well, I'll
okay.
try.
All right.
Well, you're so good, JR.
Oh, thank you, John. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling from Washington. Hey, Shep, would he if he couldn't do it in 20, how long would it take him? Another 5 minutes?
Let's go 20 minutes if you meant 20 seconds. But I'll tell you something about John. That is one happy man.
Why is he happy?
He just he radiates optimism and humor and brevity. You could tell he knew he wasn't going to get it done in 20 seconds, but he was still just pleased to go back and forth with you. So it's good to see.
He uses Wikipedia.
Yeah, I don't know Wikipedia. I know Wikipedia. I don't try to use that because that can be very misleading. And
Wikipedia.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. I might use that one before.
Nah. Wikipedia sounds like something that'll give you a virus if you look at it.
Got that right.
Wikipedia. Lewis here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Lou, quickly.
Hey, JR. It's a pleasure talking to you this evening.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring up Jimmy the Greek was the one that started all this. And, you know, I remember as a young boy watching CBS with Herb Cross, and he had the spread. You remember those days?
Yeah.
So, you know, So what I'm saying is the NFL is entertainment now. And, you know, you're putting a team in Vegas, you're asking for trouble, things like that.
There's an NFL team in Vegas already.
Yeah, they have one there. Yeah, but as soon as they did that, I was like, you know what? The old saying, the National Fixed League, I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's got to have some pull on the outcome of games. You know, when there's big money being bet on this, JR.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't think it's going to be because a team is in Vegas. It can happen. It can happen anywhere. It really can. The next scandal it's going to happen. The next betting scandal, gambling scandal. Calvin Ridley was on his cell phone. Hey, come on. He ain't roll up to his sport book. He ain't. You know, he didn't go up to Tennessee. He didn't go out to Biloxi. He wasn't at Atlantic City. He wasn't in Vegas. He was in his phone. You can gamble anywhere. It's only a matter of time before the next person gets got. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk Dylan Brooks and Draymond and Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.